Back on the track with you on The World this Monday now that the holiday break is over, but it doesn't have to mean the start of unending winter. Nah, kick back, go to a concert, catch a movie, or go see a puppet show about your own mortality, which is what reporter Naomi Gingold recently did in Washington.
It's not every day that I get to interview a puppet.
My name is Nathaniel Tweak. Lovely to meet you, Nina.
Naomi.
I'm sorry, I'm very old.
Mr. Tweak is currently on tour with the Old Trout Puppet Workshop from Calgary, Canada. He's carved from wood and papier-mâché and is quite unlike any puppet I've ever seen. Almost gothic-looking, but with an Einstein-like afro. He's the impresario and narrator for a show called Famous Puppet Death Scenes.
And it is intended to relieve you of your fear of death. I have gathered the greatest death scenes in the history of puppet theater, so that we may, for 1 hour together, stare unblinkingly into the face of mortality through the eyes of eternal art.
There are, in fact, no famous death scenes in the annals of puppet theater. But that hasn't stopped the Old Trout Puppet Workshop from creating their own series of comically morbid, at times disturbing, silly, and even profound scenes of puppet death. In one scene, the audience meets friends Bipsy and Moo Moo.
Bipsy? Oh, Moo Moo.
Who dance, laugh together, and then are each ripped apart by a monster. In another scene, a lifelike old woman slowly expires. The puppets are a mishmash of styles, sometimes intricate, seamless extensions of the puppeteers' bodies, sometimes cartoonish, realistic, alien-like, or just children's toys. Domestic violence, childhood play gone awry are overly driven modern lives. Death in all its varieties.
There's something that humans really like about watching us die.
Again, Nathaniel Tweak, the puppet.
I wanted for you all to come away feeling like death won't be so bad. In fact, I want you to make friends with your mortality. So you can live better. So you can enjoy the sunlight.
The premise is a little ridiculous. It's puppets doing death scenes.
Pitu Kendris, co-founder and co-artistic director of the Old Trout Puppet Workshop.
They're inherently dead.
Lifeless. They're inherently lifeless.
And that's Nick DiGaetano, a.k.a. Nathaniel Tweak.
And I think that's actually what's so awesome is you give them life and you take it away.
And that seriousness actually makes us feel real emotions for them.
In 1999, five friends with backgrounds in theater, sculpture, philosophy, and even one from the American Navy came together to start the Old Trout Puppet Workshop on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, Alberta, Canada. From day one, their shows have tackled large, almost philosophical ideas. In The Unlikely Birth of Istvan, their very first production, two characters embodying the forces of creation and destruction clash to give birth to human beings. Literally.
The set unfolds to become two giant legs, and a red carpet is rolled out, and I roll down, born on the stage.
Naked.
Naked as the day he was born.
I made a pretty good splat on the stage then. I'd make a really great splat now.
More recently, they've been touring a show that asks, what is happiness? And why are we so obsessed with it? But with puppets. And the fact that they are a puppet troupe means that sometimes people misunderstand.
It's a difficult conversation because you tell somebody you're a puppeteer and they're all like, oh, that's cute. Do you tour schools? They can go, no, I do puppet shows for adults. And then they think you're doing some weird puppetry, X-rated somehow. And then you have to explain that it's just adult topics.
On occasion, they still get booked in the wrong places. Like when they did a play called The Tooth Fairy.
Our first tour was at the Ottawa Children's Festival. In the opening scene, which is very dark and scary, just a wave of crying little faces. And we did three shows a day. And we got so many letters of protest, and they never had us back. But that's okay.
The Old Trout Puppet Workshop is touring North America and Europe. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold in Washington, D.C.